Den samtale, vi skal i gang med på nuværende tidspunkt, er ganske usædvanlig. Det handler simpelthen om en samtale med den herre, som står for udviklingen af de nye biler fra Mercedes-Benz. Ikke personbiler, men over en bred vifte med udgangspunkt i det, der oprindeligt var vans. Fordi når vi taler om den nye Mercedes-Benz VLE, så er der tale om en bil, som er en slags van på en eller anden måde, kan man godt sige. Men det er det bare ikke alligevel, fordi man har valgt at bygge den simpelthen med det formål at skabe persontransport på et meget, meget højt niveau. So, I better have to ask you to present yourself.
So, my name is Andreas Zigan. I'm head of development for Mercedes-Benz Vans. And I'm within Mercedes-Benz roughly since 38 years.
That is really many years, and I don't want to talk about when you started, but when we're talking about the process, the development process of this all-new VLE, let us get an idea about what is behind it. It started with some V2 sometimes back in time, didn't it?
Yeah, you're right. I think we fundamentally changed our development strategy with this new platform, with the van electric architecture. I think our task was not starting from the commercial side, just really focus on the private side, the private use, and just bring us to a totally new era of these grand limousines. Therefore, you have to decide in the beginning that there will be no compromises. And therefore, you really need to focus on what is behind, what is really from a customer perspective, what are we going to do with this space? Just to define, space is, as always, it's a kind of luxury. And not in a negative side. It's really, it's well aware. Everybody knows if you have space, if so on, how we can use it in a very good way to do it, to create some really a very good versatility for a car in the dimension like this.
So basically you combine this wish of space, so to say, also with the versatility. We're sitting in the back of one of the VLE right now. The doors are open, but as far as I can see, we can take the chairs here. I won't do it because it makes a lot of noise, but we can take them and we can move them not only 10 or 15 or 20 centimeters, but all over the car long.
Exactly. And Grand Limousine is just as one of our DNA of our van business, of our unit, is our customers want to do something with this car, not only driving from A to B, but doing some other stuff, just maybe transportation or having bigger luggage area. They need something, or for the chauffeur service, for limousine service, and so on. And this to combine with the task of our customers wants to have the same feeling like driving in an E-Class or even in an S-Class. And this is something we see is in some other countries. They started to create these new segment. You see it in Europe, it's starting, it's rising, but you see it in China for a while. There are a lot of competitors now on the market, which is one of the biggest increase of volume is within this van segment, with the MPV segment. And therefore, we want to be part of this rising numbers, but you cannot be successful with a commercial vehicle which is modified just to add something. People are not willing to drive in a modified commercial vehicle. When they pay money, they really want to have the feeling like, wow, this is a car I really want to buy.
Så det vi får at vide, det er altså, at man siger, jamen vi ved udmærket godt, at mennesker, som skal købe vores biler, de vil meget gerne have en bil, som er noget særligt. De vil ikke bare købe en ombygget van, lige så god som man i øvrigt kunne lave sådan en, og det har Mercedes gjort i mange år, men man vil ikke have sådan en. Og jeg må erkende, at jeg kender også nogle mennesker, som har sådan en, og de siger, ja, jeg ved egentlig godt, at det her det er en varebil, men det er jo ingen varebil. Men i det her tilfælde, der er man altså gået fuldstændig forfra og bygget en bil op simpelthen med det formål at skabe det, som man kalder en grand limousine. What will be the next? You were talking about a VLE, that is this one, and the next one will be a VLS, that means a bigger car, so to say.
Exactly. Our target is now, with this clear decision that on this platform here, we will have no commercial. We for sure want to increase with additional variants. And the next one will be the VLS and also a VLE with a longer wheelbase. Because we see that especially in this segment, in the MPV segment, people are really willing to pay for just to have the space.
Tak for snakken til den ansvarlige for udviklingen af den nye Mercedes-Benz VLE, Dr. Andreas Zigan. Med de ord er slut på motorprogrammet i denne uge. Jeg hedder Søren Clouding, og jeg er tilbage igen i næste uge med en prøvekørsel af den velvoksende elektriske Hongqi ESHS7. Og vi skal også høre om den nye elektriske Toyota CHR+, som vi har været blandt de første i verden til at prøvekøre på vejene langs Algarve-kysten i det sydlige Portugal.
Det kan du alle sammen høre om i motorprogrammet næste gang, men det er først i næste uge. Hvis du i mellemtiden vil se billeder og læse mere og meget af det, du hører om i Motorradioen, så besøg motorsiden.dk. Motorsiden.dk og også Formel E.dk præsenteres af Mazda, aktuelt med Mazda 6e, den fuldelektriske bil, der kombinerer design, teknologi og godt håndværk.